I find it so funny that when we first did this for our 30th, like toward the end, I was like, can you imagine doing this for our 40th? And you like paused and you were like, no, I really cannot. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But even now, for some dang reason, I could picture 30. I can't picture 40. I like truly can't. What is it about that age where I just can't? Why?
I don't know. I guess I always felt like, I feel like 40 is like the first time I really think about how old my mom is, like when I was a kid. You know, like when I was a kid, I think, so my mom had me when she was like 34. So it's like when I was in elementary school, she's in her 40s. And that's around like the time that you're developing around that time is like the first time you're actually thinking about numbers and ages and stuff like that. So I always think about like 40 is my mom's age. Even though obviously now she's not 40 anymore, but it's just like solidified in my head. It's like, oh yes, that is the age of a mom. And I don't know if I want to be a mom, if I ever will be a mom, like whatever, but it just like those things are like linked together in my head now. So I feel like if I, well, I was going to say if I become 40, but when I become 40,
that's
a pessimistic.
So
it's like when I become 40, it feels like then I also have to like, I would be mature enough or ready to be a mom, you know? It's like, feel like there are also ages where you feel like, oh, this is the age where I'm an adult. And this is the age where I'm like responsible or I have things figured out. And like when you're younger and looking up to that age, it's so easy to say like, okay, like when I'm like 20 or 25, I'll like have figured things out. And you just like, when you get to that age, you're like, no. Like, no, that didn't happen. It'll probably happen the same way with 40. But like right now, when I'm looking up to it, I feel like, oh yeah, that's like the age where you're ready to be a mom. That's like, you know, you're deep into momdom age.
Momdom age. I have been traveling a bit recently. And I've also been in set like quote unquote formal settings. So for example, this Saturday I went to for my biometrics appointment to do my thumbprints and photo for my citizenship application. So it's a very formal setting. And so I got ma'amed in all the situations. So it's like, okay, so rationally it's like, okay, it was a formal setting. And in the other places, like I was in different countries. I know in some languages, like in Spanish, like if you want to politely address someone as like miss, it, like the translation isn't direct. So it comes out as ma'am. So they might not be like, oh, you are, like, there's a connotation, isn't there? Like, oh, you're old, you're an old ass woman, like, ma'am. So I know necessarily it might just be purely like a formality thing. That being said, I find it very annoying where if you say sir, it implies like a form of respect and authority, whereas ma'am, it still has that like respect for sure and like madam whatever, but it still has a connotation of like you're an old woman now. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, and it made me, I don't know, dude, it's like one of those things where lately it's like we're still young, we're still in our 30s, we're not, we have a long, we're only at what, like third of our life if you live to 100. Like, you know, we're still like learning things. I feel like it's very, we should try to frame aging as something that's like good, right? It's like a privilege to not, oh my god, sounds so cheesy, but I'm genuinely trying to think of it as like, you know, like we wake up every day and you're aging, that you get to like live daily, that is a privilege. But at the same time, it's like when someone asks me my age, I'm simultaneously like, ooh, why do I care about your opinion? But I don't care about your opinion. Or if I tell them my real age, I'm like simultaneously, I don't give a shit what you think, but also, but what do you think? You know, so I'm like grappling with all these like little things. Yeah. So when I got man, I'm like, ooh, I don't care, but also I do care. Like it's like this weird weird issue that like we would have never dealt with that in our 20s. At least for us specifically, I know we never, like we, us too, we never got mammed in our 20s, ever. So
recently, because I mean, Like, we just had our birthdays recently, of course.
Yeah, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Happy belated birthday to you too. So when I was at work and I was saying like, oh, you know, it's my birthday this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then my coworker was like, oh, like, you know, what age are you this year? And he's a bit older. I can't remember his age, although he's told me, I think he's like 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh, how old are you this year? And I was like, oh, I'm like 32. And I was like, oh, which means I'm already over the hill. And he was like, don't say that. And he's like, you can't say that. Like, he's like, you're already so, like, you're so young. Like, you know, like, you can't say that in front of me. And I was like, yes, but I'm a woman. So I know that it's just downhill from here. So I was like, kind of joking, but also kind of but being also serious. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. It's kind of like, like you're saying, like, ma'am, there's kind of like this undercurrent of like misogyny and sexism and feeling that we can't age gracefully, you know, yeah. Whereas a man can. So there's this sort of like, so I have this internalized feeling of like, well, whatever, I'm just becoming more decrepit by the day. Wonderful. And I'm like, I want to get past that feeling because I think it's not really fair that it's like, why can't I age gracefully? Why can't I just age? You know, like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like, not even if it's not gracefully, I mean, I deserve to be able to live. So I would like to, you know, whether it's gracefully or not, I should be able to just age without like feeling like upset about it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like, rationally, I think I do think it's fucked up that it's like globally, we are obsessed with you, you know, like anti-aging creams. And I tried to frame it in my mind like, well, obviously I want to take care of my skin because it's on my face and it's a part of my health. That I'm still trying to reconcile it, to be honest. That being said, like, am I noticing like wrinkles around my face? Yeah. Does it bother me? Yeah, a little bit. I'm trying not to think about it too much because I'm like, when it comes to like beauty routines, I find Botox and things like that very high maintenance. You have to go for multiple follow-ups. Like, no, thank you. I don't like, you know, if for people who want to do that thing, like, whatever, great for them. But so I'm trying to reconcile this, like, yes, I don't want to fall into the marketing ploys and traps of let's be obsessed with youth. I want to like look my age, but that comes with like a confidence, right? And I just like told you multiple instances where I'm simultaneously like, I don't care if you think I look old. I don't care if you know my age, but I still kind of do a little bit. I don't know if you I don't think I ever asked. Are you an Ali Wong fan?
I've seen some of her stuff, but not a lot.
Yeah. Well, I know she says some like raunchy stuff, but I feel like she's genuinely and I guess like Margaret Cho too, to be honest. But I think like Ali Wong just like more recently, she's gotten divorced and stuff, right? She seems like probably like one of the very few, if only like the only Asian American woman like in her late 40s who's kind of like, let me live how I want to live, and she's like really successful and she doesn't care. Yeah, I don't think she's like aging gracefully. I think she's just living, like, you know, like we said earlier, and it's like very good to see. But yeah, it feels weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird, and I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to reconcile trying to, like, as I was growing up, I felt like I always looked too young. You know, like when you look at other people like in TV shows and like teen dramas and stuff, I always felt like they looked so mature, and I always felt like I looked so young and so immature, and I never felt like I looked old enough. But then recently I feel like I look old now, and it's like, how did I like miss the perfect time period? It's like, I went from feeling like I look too young to now I feel like I look too old. And I never felt like I really hit that right part of like, I feel like I look mature and I feel like I look like an adult. And it does partially make me think of like, well, you know, like obviously we're seeing these teen dramas with white actors and they have certain features and we're Asian. So it's like, it doesn't look the same. And it's like, I felt like I never really, especially when I was growing up, like I never really saw people that were my age, that were Asian, that I could relate to, that I could say like, okay, well, you know, they also have rounder cheeks like I do. Mm-hmm. And that's okay at this age. That can also look kind of like quote unquote mature. Yeah. But it just feels like celebrities always have this certain like mature look to them, like whether it's like more makeup or the fact that their features are like more prominent or something. And then I just felt like, oh, I'm like, I've always felt like I was trying to look like that and trying to look old enough. And now I feel like I want to look young and I'm like, oh, what the heck? Like, I just can't win, you know? And so it's like, how did I just miss that? You know, it feels very frustrating of like, I'll never be able to achieve that idea in my head about how I should look as a mature person, you know?
Oh, that's such a good point. Wow. Okay. I just got hit with like a million thoughts. I do vaguely remember, you know, because I was over at my friend's house at the time in high school and we were like putting on makeup for like New Year's Eve for some reason, although we were partying at home, but good for us, we wanted to make it special, I guess. And then she was like, oh girls, you're gonna look back on your photos like years from now, you're gonna say like, oh, I look so young, like enjoy your youth. And I don't think she said it to be in a mean way, but you know, thinking about all of that, it's like they're constant messages to like enjoy your youth, like look youthful. Youth is like the ultimate like desire thing. And but at the same time, yeah, it's like really bizarre. Yeah, actually, like when I look through like elementary school yearbooks or like middle school yearbooks, yeah, like I look really young. I look like I have a lot of collagen in my face because my face was huge. But you know, like I just hated it and I just like wanted to look older, like you described. And then now I feel like I'm in some circles where I feel like I look young, but then other circles, I'm definitely not the youngest. And yeah, it just drives this home. Like, I feel like I was never in that environment where I was like, cool, like I am enjoying this stage where I'm at now. Yeah, like I think I missed that too, and that's so bizarre. I've like never like really thought of it in that way. That's crazy.
No, like what was the age where I was at the perfect age? I don't even know. Like if I'm trying to think back of like, oh, when I think like what was like a good age, I don't know, maybe like 26 or 27 or something like that. Maybe around that time I actually felt like I'm at like a pretty good point in like, okay, I'm like about, I feel like I'm old enough to kind of know some, like how I like to live and know a little bit more about myself. And I can like manage myself a little bit better, but still feeling youthful. So I don't know. It's like a constant battle of like getting enough experience and maturity to like understand where you are right now and enjoy that. But then also feeling like you're youthful enough to match up to society's expectations, I guess.
I mean, I think, you know, before the pandemic, like I think I was like 28 or like 29. I think that's like truly one of the last times I felt like beautiful physically and internally. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because I had like achieved like my own internalized set of like goals, and I like had, I can't even remember because I don't even like wear makeup anymore, but I was like, okay, I found a routine that like worked for my face, but I forgot it all because hello, like it was COVID after we just stayed at home. And I feel like I like achieved like the physique that I want to achieve, and maybe like all of this sounds like really shallow, but I to me at the time I was like, okay, this works for me. Like I found clothes that work for me. Okay, great, great. Or maybe I'm like completely like blowing it out of proportion because of like this giant shadow of 3 years of pandemic. But not to say I didn't have any other problems, but I feel like, you know, like at work, it was like, oh, like you're like young, you're not 30 yet. Like, what do you know? But I think it didn't massively like bother me at the time. But now I'm at the weird stage. It's like a lot of people are saying, know, being in your 30s is the best. Like, you still have lots of energy. You have more financial stability. You have more maturity. I do agree with that. But
do I have lots of energy? I'm not sure about that part.
I know. Like, well, apparently.
Oh, no. It's just going to get worse.
But it just got to the point where more people are kind of like, no, like, enjoy this. Enjoy this now. Enjoy this now. And I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy it. Like, should I be doing something more? And, you know, a lot of our friends are having kids now, right? And so even they, and they're not saying, like, maliciously. They're like, yeah, like, enjoy your alone time. Da-da-da. I'm like, I feel like I should be doing something more. Like, yeah, the way that it's framed to me. So it's like even weirder stage. Like, okay, after this, like, now I know parents, because I think, yeah, like, we do want to try to get pregnant this year. And to be completely honest, like, I'm not sure if I can't, I don't know, I'm very uncertain about parenthood, but I know for a certainty that I will probably regret not trying. So, you know, I'm like pretty like, yeah, so I'm like okay with this choice. But all I know for certainty is that it's like very difficult. So it's like, okay, expensive. Well, everyone, and expensive. Yes, that's, oh my God. Yeah. So we're like, oh, enjoy this time now. Like, use your money for things that you want. And I'm like, but I feel like I'm doing all those things, but like, I don't know. Like, okay. And is there any other time frame in our life that is similar to 30s? Because I feel like a lot of these talks are being framed as, yeah, 20s, like, you live your life, you date around, you have sex and you drink. 30s, you enjoy your time and you have more energy, apparently, and have a lot of money and whatever. After that, you have kids, it's just downhill. Like, that's very unhealthy.
Yeah.
That's weird. So, it's, I don't know, it just has me thinking about it.
Maybe the next good part in our life is after we retire.
You know what? There is like a retirement calculator. And when I was in the public sector, like, I used to look at it every year, and it used to like increase my projected retirement age. Like, it used to go up by 2 years on an annual basis. I'm like, this is very depressing for us.
Like, oh God.
Ugh. Yeah. But I do enjoy being like, I do think 30s is like a good age. I definitely agree. I don't think I have more energy though. Yeah. Or do I? What was I like?
I don't know.
But I guess we slept a lot in our 20s. But I don't even remember nap. You know how people are like, I napped during class? I didn't nap during class. Did you?
Sometimes. During high school, I sometimes fell asleep during class.
Oh, yeah. I did that a lot. But no, there's like
the constant like nodding head. Oh, and then you God, like jolt back up and you're like, I'm awake.
You know, I'm shocked that I never got, like, no teacher was ever like, what are you doing? But I did read, you know, that, what's it called? Like, circadian rhythms are, like, different for, like, that high school age. So they're, like, their biological clock is, like, set later. And so if you start school at, what was it, like, 7:20? That's too early for, apparently, I could have completely misread it. But, so that's going to be an excuse for, like, nodding off. Like, I guess, like, I have more resources, like, that I can, like, either pay for or, like, seek out or, like, life experiences to compare to than before, I guess, to, like, help with, you know, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, lately, I've just been overanalyzing everything I said to, like, everyone, like, at work or, like, friends or, like, at the gym for some freaking reason. And, yeah, like, I have this, like, rational frame of mind now. Like, I know... It's, I don't know, it must be like hormonal thing, like whatever, but it's like, okay, like I'm supposedly wiser and older. I still have the same like recurring issues that come up sometimes, which, yeah, it's still makes me feel like I'm that same like dumb person sometimes, but I guess at the same time also a little bit smarter if I know I at least recognize the issue. I don't know, like do you feel like that too?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, when you're talking, I was thinking about like, I mean, there are many different ways in which I would rate my progress and like my, and like looking forward towards the future. Like, for example, there's in terms of age, which I'm kind of, and like physical age and like my physical body. Whereas like feel like I'm doing okay, but I definitely don't exercise as much as I used to. And I feel like I need to exercise more to like prepare for the future so that I don't look, because my back already kills me a lot. And I'm like, okay, I'm only 30. Oh. Like, you know, well, not 30, but in my 30s. Yeah. So there's like, in terms of like a physical body, I feel okay, but maybe not like a stellar grade, maybe like B to C area, you know. Yeah. And in terms of like age, I'm like, well, you know, like it's okay. And in terms of like, I guess I feel like a lot more emotionally stable than I did before. Like, I feel like I know myself well enough that I kind of know what sort of like my weaknesses and strengths are. And there are some things that I'm like, I know that I'm not good at this. Like, for example, like keeping up communications and stuff like that. And it's like, there's a line of like, I used to blame myself so much for it, you know, and be like, do this better. Why can't you do this better? And I started to feel like, well, okay, I know that I don't do it well and I will apologize for it. But at the same time, I'm like, well, this is just something that I find hard to change about myself. So I've also kind of accepted it. And I think not blaming myself or not feeling so much shame for it does kind of help me try to improve. Because the more that I worry about it and the more that I like stress about it, the more I want to avoid thinking about it. And then I don't actually improve anything, you know? So in terms of like emotionally and like mental like stability, I do feel like I've improved a lot. And there are a lot of things that like, I don't know, I feel like I'm better at like talking to people and better at like managing my own anxieties and just like feeling like, I'm trying to live up to people's expectations. Like, I feel like in a lot of those areas, I've gotten a lot more settled. So, and like, so mentally, I'm like, oh, I think I'm doing pretty well. Like, I have some good like routines that I do all the time. And that really helps me stay settled as well. So on that front, I'm like, I think I'm doing pretty well. When I think about money, I'm like, oh God, like, I don't know how I'm going to survive in the future. Like, my dad is always talking to me about inflation and how like prices are just going up every year. And I'm like, I don't really have any savings. So this is great. Like, you know, so it's just kind of like, so I guess like, it, like looking at different factors, there's some ways in which I feel like I've improved a lot. And then some ways I feel like I've not improved as much. Also, like in terms of like my job and my work, I feel like I've made a lot of connections this year. I've really been like developing my portfolio of different articles I've written and different projects I've done. So I'm really proud of that aspect. And I'm really looking forward to the future in that aspect. So I guess like in terms of like emotionally and like in terms of my job, so professionally, I feel quite optimistic about the future. But when it comes to my actual physical body and like sustaining myself through money, I'm like, shit, I'm just screwed. You know? So it's like there's like different aspects which I feel quite happy about. I look forward to like, you know, look forward to the future. And there are other aspects I'm just like, wow, what am I gonna do? You know, what am I gonna do in the future? Like, it's just so stressful to think about and I don't really want to think about it, but obviously I do have to eventually.
Oh man, that is so relatable. Yeah, I guess, you know, in terms of financial stuff, yeah, like I especially just thinking about parenthood, I'm like, we'll probably have to think about it further at some point, but it's not now. So I don't think about it right now. I don't know. I don't have a solution, but it's, I guess one thing just to keep it like slightly more positive is that I know I was talking with, you met Emily. Yeah, you met Emily. Okay. Oh, yeah. Cause she was on the, So I was talking with her like a couple of weeks ago and we were like just reminiscing about how, you know, in our 20s, we go to clubs, LOL. And then we were too cheap to like do a coat check. That was like $5. Oh, yeah. You know? Or, you know, just checking in a bag for whatever reason, like paying like $20. But now it's like those little conveniences like we can't afford. And I will definitely check my coat. I'm not gonna like hold it. You know, just little things like that. Like, okay, thank God I can like do those things that in my 20s for some reason I like deemed too expensive, but then I would promptly go get like a $5 drink. Like, what are we prioritizing here? So I'm glad that my financial smarts are better by that account. Just on like an emotional note, you know, what you mentioned about like emotional progress. I know my triggers now. Like I know like when I'll probably like overthinking things. So I know like the routines that will help me get back on track. And sometimes like it's interesting because I'll know like, oh my God, okay, I'm gonna like overthink this, like because I was really like anxious at that meeting, just like go outside and go for a run. But then sometimes I'll just be like, I don't want to go outside. I'll like make up excuses. But maybe in my 20s, I would have just been like, oh yeah, don't go outside. Like it's just better like stay at home and just revert into your bad habits. But now, I don't know. I think I'm like, it's just, it's worse if you go into that spiral. It's like more like damaging. So like just do it. So, you know, I am like really grateful for that recognition. And I think it's really nice to have like a close group of friends because we're all like aging, like together, aging together. I didn't mean for that to like sound bad, but I guess like we know each other well at this point. So we don't really need to explain certain things, which I think is like very convenient. Like, you know, I can sometimes just like tell you stuff and, you know, like you'll just get it. And I don't take that for granted. And I think that's just like really nice to have. In terms of like career, I am really grateful for the job that I have and like the career that I've landed in. But it did make me think bigger picture, like what am I contributing to like globally? Like, yes, I'm making things accessible, inclusive. I feel like what I do is rewarding on my little like micro level, but am I doing a TED talk and talking about like equality? No. Where is my global impact? Like, it just has made me think about that like more and more. So a lot of like unresolved questions. I don't know. Like, I feel like simultaneously, I feel like really, really stable, but also like a lot of questions at the same time. But I am proud of myself for getting out of the weird pandemic, post-pandemic funk, because I was like very socially anxious after, well, COVID's still happening, but you know, like after the lockdown stuff, like really going on the real world. So I think that bit's like past, thank goodness. But I wonder if we listen to this like next year, like the year after, if we sound smarter than our recording at 30. Or we'll just be like, you sound like an idiot. Right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. And yeah, it's just, and then like, I mean, because we were talking about like looking to the future. And then like, when you think about the state of the world, it always feels like every year the world is in crisis. It's just like, what am I going to do?
I know. It's like this low hum of like constant like anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and thinking about global impact, I think that definitely, I do think about that a lot, like in my job, especially. Anyway, like, so thinking about global impact, there's like part of me is like very happy that I'm doing work that's about Taiwan and like trying to improve U.S.-Taiwan relations and relations between Taiwan and the world. And I feel like the area that I'm looking at is quite understudied. So I think it's quite exciting that I can kind of add to the research in that area. And there are quite a few times where people will like reach out to me about an article I wrote or something that I researched. And I'm like, I really only wrote like one paper on it. I'm not an expert, but there's just like so few people that do research in this area that I think that a lot of times it does, like they do kind of end up reaching out to me, even if I don't have a ton of research in that area, just because at least I know something about that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on that note, I'm like quite like proud of what I've been able to achieve, even if it is maybe still at a smaller scale because it's quite a niche topic. But there are some times where I just feel like I don't want to have the responsibility of trying to do something that has a global impact. And I sometimes wish that I just had like a desk job where I just clock in, clock out, and I don't have to think about anything related to the world and responsibilities about the world and the future of the world. So there's also times where I'm just like, you know what? I don't like, the world is just so tough. You know, there's just so many things you have to think about, and it just feels like we're making such a small impact that there are times where I'm like, I wish I just didn't think about it at all. I wish I just, you know, clocked in and out. I just watch my Asian dramas that I do in my spare time. And that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I just kind of lived in my own little fantasy world and I didn't think about it. So I don't know. And there's some times where I feel like maybe I don't want to do this job forever. Maybe it's too exhausting to kind of try to think about, you know, the world's problems. And there's also an aspect of like, maybe it's too arrogant of me to kind of think that I should shoulder all these burdens. So I don't know. It's like, it's difficult. Yeah. There's like an aspect of like, I do want to help and I do like feeling like I am contributing, even if it's in a small way. But at the same time, it just feels so daunting to think about all these sort of issues in the world. And it also feels like arrogant to feel like I could make a huge impact. So I don't know.
I think also just on the topic of friends, I think something like in our 30s that could, you know, like one statistic that I read was like, oh, when you get married, you lose like a couple of friends. And I was like, so devastated. And it did actually happen for me. I did lose like not all, like a few friendships. And then once you have a child, you lose friendships. And I was like, what? And I have in conversations I have with friends at those stages, like it seems to be true, which is like really disappointing. So, you know, just on a daily basis, like I know that I am very grateful for friends, well, obviously family too. And I think in our 20s, because we're still figuring things out. I guess we're constantly figuring things out, but you have a tendency to get jealous of your friends' achievements, whether it's sometimes accidental, like you don't mean to, you're just like so lost in whatever you're doing. You're like, oh my God, she has that job or he has it. Like, what about me? I think what is really nice about now is I started to feel this like way earlier, but it definitely is like 1,000% solidified now. Like, I'm like so proud of like my friends. I don't say that in like a condescending way at all. I guess sometimes when you say proud, it kind of does sound like, oh, good for you. I feel like that only came with just, you know, like getting older, like having a new perspective. And I'm not saying like I, you know, when you're in your 20s, it's not impossible to have that. But if you're still growing, you can't appreciate and admire like other people around you as much. That's probably why we start to develop even more and more appreciation for our parents as well, the older we get, right? But anyway, yeah, like I kind of felt that way when I was in like EDI, like equality, diversity, inclusion. I was like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I have a responsibility to like the people I'm working with and like everyone in society as a whole. Da-da-da. And I was like, wait a minute, like who am I to say this? And I was like, but if I'm one less person, then what's, you know, that's not the attitude that I should be having. And then I just got so burned out. So I left that exact sector. But if you're like a person of color, you can't escape that no matter what sector you're in. So I feel like I still run into EDI issues, but I have such a supportive manager. I have never in my life, like, I can't believe I finally have like a fantastic manager who is like a woman of color until I got to my 30s. Like, that is insane. And having like such an inclusive atmosphere and like a great manager makes such a world of difference. And I feel like what I'm actually doing, yeah, like it makes such a small impact. And like, yeah, like it is smaller scale, but still, I feel like I'm actually like doing something that's rewarding. And like sometimes I am like, you know, like what you said, just let's have clear cut boundaries with work, just, you know, desk, boom, boom, boom. I do want a very simple life, but I don't think I'll be satisfied. And I don't think you are either with just like that desk thing. Like, okay, just do this. That's it. Go home, you know, watch your shows and then come back. Like, I feel like we inherently like are too, like we want to do more and we have like interests that like we're too, what's, I don't know. Like we're too tired of, I think we get tired of being bored. I don't know. But I mean, we probably complain about it. Like,
yeah,
we're too tired, but still, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like what I'm realizing. I don't know, I can't like sit still. Like I want to like do stuff, but yeah, but I'm like, oh man, I'm like tired, but I also want to do stuff at the same time. What are, I think we should do predictions on like ourselves, like it could be physical or, you know, mental health or whatever, and maybe like on love and family and friends and career, put it out in the universe.
Manifest it.
Yes, manifest it.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, I don't think I really would be satisfied if I switched careers, especially considering how hard I struggled to get to this point. And so it kind of feels like if I were to switch into a different industry or field, it's kind of like giving up everything that I've kind of worked on to get to this point. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is such a niche field to be in, like Taiwan studies, especially for soft power and cultural policy. So I do recognize that it is very niche, but at the same time, I don't want to give up either. I feel like, you know, I don't want to walk away from it and just give up because I care so much about it. And because I feel like it would be kind of like letting myself down. So I don't know. So yeah, I do think that I'll probably continue in this field and hopefully get more connections and continue to build myself up professionally. And I mean, right now I feel like I'm in a pretty good place mentally. So like I was saying before, like I feel like I have a lot of really strong routines that are very helpful. And I feel like I've been doing a lot better job of like taking care of my body by, like, you know, cooking and cleaning up my apartment and, you know, doing all those little things. So I hope that those routines will continue. Although, like I said, I would like to exercise more. My goal would be to actually feel like my body is not just like, I don't know, a bunch of like dry joints crackling around together. Like every time I move my arms, it's like, like I would like to feel like my body is not like so dry inside. I don't even know how to say that.
No, I crack a lot too. I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I would just like to feel like there's more smoothness in my body and my joints. So that's a goal. Hopefully in the future I can get there. Yeah. And for love, I feel like before I really wanted something more like reaching some sort of like special feeling, like kind of like a Disney style type of like romance.
Fireworks. But, yeah.
Yeah. Like with like, oh, we kissed and there were fireworks. And I feel like now I just like, you know, I want to be with someone that I just feel like I can trust and I feel comfortable with, and someone who can like fit my lifestyle. So it's like, rather than something like dramatic and sensational, I just feel like I want something that's more like low key and something that just kind of like gives me a sense of peace and stability.
I think, you know, like we definitely have more respect and love for ourselves. I even find myself, you know, sometimes during meetings where I have imposter syndrome, I'm like, wait, why are you doubting yourself? You are the UX professional in the room, no matter like, oh no, you're the only woman. That's weird. Who cares? Like, just say your thing. And yeah, and you know what? Even for my career, like, I do want to be like the head of UX someday. And I really hope, like, I'm glad that there are like role models. Like, like even the media for like how to be like a good person and be a good manager and how to like deal with like the stupid Asian American woman tropes or Asian woman tropes, rather. But yeah, so until next year.